Okay.
So, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just check out your body. Go down to the little feet, even the toes, and ask your toes, how are you feeling down there, toes? To make sure that the toes are nice and comfortable. I like to start with the part of the body furthest from my head, because sometimes that gets no attention at all. So out of compassion for your little toes, wiggle them a little bit and make sure they're okay. Ask your feet, how are they doing? Do they need to be moved? See what the knees are up to. The knees are just too tight in the wrong position, they are going to hurt. So let the knees really relax. And your bottom is your main supporter in meditation. So make sure you look after your main supporter. Just like in Chimpaka Buddhist Lodge, the committee has to look after their main supporters. But this is a supporter in a different way. This supports your physical frame. You're always sitting on your bottom. It's the most important part of your body sometimes, especially for a meditator. So make sure your bottom is just nice. And ask your waist whether it needs to be moved this way or that, if it's comfortable. You might as well ask the rest of your back as well. How's that doing? When you ask a question of a part of the body, you become mindful of that area. Because you've asked the question, you'll see the answer. Ask the shoulders whether they need relaxing. Ask the arms, how are they doing? Hanging out on the end of the shoulders. If you find you want to move the arms, now is a great time to do it. To get it just so nice, so relaxed. It's interesting, the part of your body you move the most is your hands. One of the reasons is because it's very rare that they can find comfort and rest. So now you're going to give rest to the hardest workers of your body, your hands. So when you notice the hands, make sure they're really relaxed and they're comfortable. They deserve a rest, a break, a holiday. Just ask what your head's up to, especially your neck. Does it need to be moved backwards and forwards so your neck can relax? How's the head? Last of all, before you leave the body aside, check the muscles around your mouth. Move the corners of the mouth up slightly so you've got a little smile, a Buddha smile. And when you smile on the outside, that brings you happiness inside. And when you relax the body, now let go of the body and just focus for a few moments on the present moment, non-silence, the space between thoughts, before we go on to the metta meditation. Now to begin the loving kindness meditation. It's a time to visualize a small kitten, or a puppy, or a bird, a little baby, even a small plant which is growing. Something which is very easy to light the fire of loving kindness in the same way that a piece of paper takes a flame so easily. And you can use your own commentary as you use a series of words and ideas to arouse these feelings of warmth and care. I will use again little kitten. You can substitute baby, little puppy dog, little bird, even a flower which you are growing in your garden. I imagine this little kitten in the corner of an alley, cold, lonely, and very afraid. In its short life already, it's experienced much pain, much loneliness, much fear. I know that without me, without my help, my care, that little abandoned kitten would surely die, would die a horrible, painful, loveless life, loveless death. And so I rouse all of my compassion and care, all of my warmth, for that little frightened being, so small, so vulnerable. And I coax it out of its frightened hiding place with my kindness, calming its fear with my love, warming its loneliness with my friendship, giving it trust with my compassion. Very, very gently I extend my arms of kindness out to that very frightened little being. I bring it towards me, looking into its eyes as its eyes look into mine. Little being, I can feel your loneliness, because I have been lonely too. I know your fear, I recognize it, from the times when I too was afraid. I can feel your pain, because I too have been in pain. As you find empathy for that little being, you bring it close towards you. Because of your kindness, because of your care, because of your metta, it will let you bring it close to you. So imagine this quite cold, quite dirty, this skeleton covered with fur that is a little kitten, with no mother, with no friend, with no one in the world to look after it, except for you. So you bring that little being close to your heart. You remove its coldness with the warmth of your chest. You take away its fear with the protection which you, this huge big being, give it. You give it hope. You give it joy. Dear little being, the door of my heart will always be open to you. No matter what you ever do, no matter where you go, I will be your friend. Dear little being, I care for you. It is my privilege and joy to look after you, to care for you, to feed you, to protect you. to nurture you as a friend, as a companion in samsara. I give my heart to you. I give these moments just to you. As you develop feelings of warmth and love, of kindness and care towards this being who needs it so much, as you rouse the little flame, the emotional flame of softness, loving kindness inside of your chest towards this imaginary being. It needs you, and you need it. As you keep that visionary object in your imagination, to generate these feelings of warmth and kindness, of care, of nurturing, towards a being who is suffering, but already you can see its suffering getting less, as you warm away its pain with your golden glow of loving kindness. Little kitten, I truly care for you. I give you my metta, my loving kindness. Without keeping anything back, I flood you with my care. As you experience in your imagination this little being, if it's a kitten that starts to purr, it's found a friend in the lonely, harsh, cold, bitter world. It's found a true friend, someone who will look after it, and it will look after you. As you bring your warmth of loving kindness around this being, it purrs. If it's a puppy, it wags its tail. If it's a baby, it smiles and gurgles. If it's a little plant, it will grow so well as its gift for you, because you cared. As you flood that care around that little being, pause for a while and see what it's like inside your heart. As the physical feelings of loving kindness start to generate, they usually settle around the heart region, around your chest. As you start to develop and nurture these feelings of warmth, of love, of energy for another being, little kitten, may you be happy and well. I really mean that. Little being, if you have any suffering, I'll be there for you to take away your pain. Little being, if ever you have fear, I will stand by you to protect you. Little being, may you have happiness. That is my gift, my hope for you. As you spread these wonderful words of love and kindness towards your imaginary being, the kindling for love. When that warmth and kindness, when that emotion starts to get strong, then you can swap the object in front of you from the imaginary little kitten, puppy, baby, little bird or flower, swap it for someone who's very close to you in this life, a real person. Imagine them right now as if they're right in front of your face. Imagine them looking at you, the being, the person in this life who you're closest to. As if you're staring into their eyes, and they are staring into yours. Close friend, you too are like that little kitten. You too are vulnerable, subject to pain and disappointment, subject to abuse and fear. Close friend, I really care for you. Close friend, wherever you go in this world, the door of my heart is fully open to you. I share my life with you. I share my hopes and my joys. I truly care. Close friend, I give you my metta, my loving kindness. I will work tirelessly for your happiness and well-being. As you flood this close friend with this beautiful golden glow from the fire of loving kindness. Just as you have felt lonely, have felt despair, when everything seems to be going wrong and falling apart, they feel the same from time to time. As they helped you, you help them. As you give this beautiful friendship, this beautiful connection of loving kindness to the closest person in your life. Friend, I really wish you happiness, truly, sincerely. If you're already happy, I wish you more. Friend, may you be free from suffering. May the energy of my being, the energy created by this loving kindness, may ease your pain. May it make your path in life smooth. May it bring you great happiness and joy as we share this journey together. I care for you. I give you my loving kindness. Dear friend, may all your suffering be eased. Dear friend, whenever you have fear, I am there for you, to walk with you through that fear, to be your friend, your companion, because I care. Dear friend, may any illness last a short time. I will care and look after you. I have this beautiful loving kindness, compassion, which is boundless. I give from my heart, expecting nothing back in return. Dear friend, I give you my love, my kindness, forever. If you develop these beautiful warm feelings of compassion and kindness towards this being who is the closest being to you in this life, imagine them in front of you. Imagine them receiving your love, your kindness. Imagine them smiling back at you. And feel that sensation in the heart as you develop the emotion of loving kindness, of care, of warmth, of protection, just like you did for that little homeless kitten. Your friend needs you, as you need your friend. Without opening your eyes, visualize all the people in this room, all the yogis on this retreat. Just like you, there are moments on this retreat where we despair, and we can't just control our mind and it looks absolutely hopeless. There are times when we're in pain, we simply just don't understand. There are people on this retreat who've been through a great deal of pain. Think of all of your friends on this retreat and give them your love, your friendship, your care. Fellow yogis, now and for always, the door of my heart is open to you. I will always be your friend. I care for you. May your pains in your knees, in your back, may they get less, simply because of my care. I'm giving you all this golden glow of my loving kindness, spreading to you all, easing your pain. Dear friends, may your mind get still and know the peace of meditation. May the joy well up because of my energy which I share with you. I wish you happiness and peace. In this moment, that's all I want. I want for you to be at peace, for you to see the Dhamma, for you to know enlightenment. The peace of the Buddha is my gift for you. As you send out this beautiful, wise, and pure golden energy to all the beings in this room, for now and forever, may you all be free of suffering. May any pain you feel be softened, be eased, because of the power of my concern and care for you. When you are without hope, remember me. I will grant you that hope. I will take your hand through the darkness and lead you into the light. I will go with you into the pits of depression and despair. I will be there for you to lead you out. Dear friend, you never need to feel lonely again, because you know that my loving kindness, my care, is there for you always. As you give this beautiful compassion and loving kindness to all the beings in this room who are just like you, you send out this glow, this warming, peaceful, liberating glow of loving kindness to all beings in this room. You pause to see what's happening in your heart region as the emotion starts to grow and get stronger and stronger. You realize the more you give out loving kindness, the more you spread it, the more you have inside. The emotion gets stronger and stronger, sometimes making you cry. Let yourself cry. It's a sign that the metta is coming strong. As you spread this beautiful golden glow of metta, of care, of compassion, beyond the walls of this temple, here in Petaling Jaya, there are people waking up in pain, in despair, who are lonely. There are women who have just had arguments with their husbands, husbands with their wives, who feel so much in pain inside. There are children who are lonely and afraid. There are people without families. There are beings sleeping out in the cold night. May all beings in this city of Petaling Jaya, may they wake up to the warmth of my care. You may not know me, that doesn't matter, because my loving kindness goes out without discrimination. All you beings in this city, I truly care for you. I have enough kindness, enough metta for each one of you, and more to spare. All beings in this city, in this moment, may I ease your pain. May I give you the energy from which you can forgive others and be at peace with the ones you love. All beings in this city, may you know that there's no need to fear. There is the energy of friendship all around you, the energy which protects and nurtures. Just like when you were a child and your mother loved you, you felt so safe, so at peace. Now I give you that same energy, the metta, just like a mother loves her child. That energy I surround you with. In this moment, you have the loving kindness, the metta, the care, the compassion. All beings in this city of Petaling Jaya, may you be free from suffering. May your fear evaporate like the morning dew on the lotus flower. May your pain subside because of the energy of my care. May there be friendship. May there be peace for you, as I give this energy which makes that peace, which generates that friendship. I give the unbounded power of metta, of loving kindness to you all. You pause to see this golden glow get ever stronger inside of you. As you see that golden glow spreading all over this city, getting so strong, it flows like sunlight and the rising sun at dawn, bringing light where there was darkness, not just to PJ, but over the whole of Malaysia, from Penang to Johor. All beings in this state, this country, I truly care for you. In this moment there are people fighting for their breath as their life ends. There are their relations waiting in fear in the waiting rooms of the hospitals, hoping that their loved one will survive. There are people in despair. There are people in pain. There are people who are lonely. All beings in this great nation, I give you my love and care. I am one with you in this moment, as I give the energy and kindness of my life only for you. All beings, the door of my heart is open to you. As the energy flows through that door into your lives, may you be free from suffering. May your pain disappear. May the miracle of hope bring you peace. May you know deep within you as many people care for you. As the energy of loving kindness gets stronger and stronger and gives warmth, gives hope, gives freedom to all the beings in this nation. Not just the people, the birds, the animals, the cats, the dogs, all beings, may be happy and well. As you look inside yourself again, and see this beautiful, joyful pleasure of loving kindness grow inside of you. Grow until you've got the heart of a Buddha. Unbounded love, unbounded energy, unbounded compassion, we should just flood this whole world with. As we wake up in this morning, there are beings who haven't slept all night in Iraq, in Darfur, in the places of the world where there's conflict, where there's pain, where hope is just like a dim light far in the distance. Now we give the light of our love and our kindness to all beings in the world who are terrified. Terrified that the bullets will soon come to them, the bombs would explode among their children. All beings in this world who are suffering, all the beings in pain, all beings who are lonely, I give you my unconditioned, unbounded, huge power of love and care. As I imagine this golden light spreading over the world, healing the hatred, abolishing the fear, appeasing the pain. All beings in this world, in this moment, the smile of the Buddha is upon you. The compassion which I feel now in my heart. All beings, I give you my life, my energy, my power. As you give the dana of loving kindness, unbounded, immeasurable, over the whole world, up to the heavens, over through the dark spaces of the universe, into the cold recesses of our life and their lives. All beings, the door of my heart is open to you all. You are never going to be my enemy again. I make friends with you all. All beings, may the Dharma give you ease and peace, as it's given that ease and peace to me. All beings, you are like my brother, my sister. I care that much for you. All beings, may you be free of suffering, free of pain. May I be one who takes away that suffering, May I be one who eases your pain. May I be the one who brings you your first smile in so many days of pain. May I be the being who brings happiness to your eyes, brings warmth to your life. All beings, I care. As you spread this ever stronger glow of loving kindness over the whole universe, brightening it, making it brilliant, bringing the joy and freedom of love. Pause in your own heart once more. The more you give, the greater that energy. As you spread that loving kindness over the whole universe, you've left out one person. In giving to others, you've forgotten about you. Now bring that golden light back. Bring all that warmth and spread it around yourself. This little being you've known literally all your life has experienced so much pain, so many tears have rolled down your cheek in the years since you were born. Sometimes you just can't understand where that pain came from and why. Why me? Now bring that loving kindness and bathe yourself with the healing glow of the Buddha's compassion coming from within you. Loving kindness, care. Little me, I am just like that little kitten. I've been afraid and lonely so many times. Sometimes it's been so hopeless, I've almost gone crazy. Little me, in this moment, the door of my heart is fully open to all that's ever happened to me in my life. Even the painful things, even my mistakes, the stupid things which I've done, I now forgive. I fully accept me as a mother loves her only child. Now I give the same love to myself. May I free myself from the pain of my past. May I forgive that past. May I forgive the others who hurt me. My warmth is so strong, it can dry out the most wet of logs, the most difficult of pains. I can now forgive, even accept. All my pain, may it be eased with the power of the Buddha's loving kindness coming from within me. This beautiful golden glow which heals the scars, the wounds of my life. As I free myself of that pain, and feel the warmth, feel the comfort, like a little child being cradled in the arms of a Buddha, you look up and see this wonderful, gentle smile, the smile of a Buddha looking down on you. Feel so safe. So pure, so at ease. You are all being held by the Buddha now, easing all your fears and pain. The Buddha of Metta, Maitreya, loving kindness. Easing your pain from the past, saying to you, little yogi, my disciple, the door of my heart is open to you forever. May your pain be eased, may your fear disappear. I care. I care enough to give you my freedom. It's this golden glow coming from deep within you, from your Buddha nature within, flowing through every pore of your body, through every part of your consciousness, being warm, being freed, being energized by this amazing, boundless power of metta, of loving kindness. As it's the Buddha saying to you now, little yogi, may you be free of pain. Disciple, may you be free of fear. Little meditator, may you be so at peace, you can feel what I once felt under the great Bodhi tree. Little yogi, may you be at peace. May you be enlightened. As you feel this beautiful golden glow give you the ultimate gift, the most precious of gifts, the Dharma of freedom. As you feel part of this loving kindness, indivisible part of the power of care. As that golden glow is just so bright now, centered inside, at the same time throughout the whole universe, your mind at one with metta. Stay with that feeling, the liberation through loving kindness. When it's time, you may not need to do it now, you can keep going as long as you feel it's nice. When it's time, remember to place that beautiful golden glow of metta right on top of your heart, imagining your heart like a white pure lotus, the most beautiful and pure lotus you can imagine, with a golden glow, like a ball of radiance, of metta standing on top, nestling so gently upon the leaves of the lotus, the petals of the lotus, with not the slightest of damage, resting without pressure, without harm, loving kindness, metta, is on its place, on its pedestal, just on top of your heart. When it's time, you imagine those most delicate, fragrant of lotus petals so gently closing, just to protect the loving kindness in your heart, to keep it there as a seed for another day, for another time. The commentary ends here. Your meditation carries on.